Yes.
Say if a boy has been out on a date and he's getting in kind of late,
uh-huh.
his little brother might stay up and try to catch him when he comes in. If he sees him got lipstick on his collar,
he'll say, "Oh, he's been kissing him."
Say if the boy asks the girl to marry him, but she doesn't want him, you say she did what to him?
She turned him down.
Have you ever heard anything else being the same thing? Turned him down? Or?
No, I don't think I ever did. I don't think I ever heard the expression of anything.
What would jilted mean?
Yeah, they did say she jilted him.
Well,
really, she didn't jilt him unless she promised to marry him and didn't do it. She wouldn't be jilted him.
Well, at a wedding, the man that stands up with the groom, what do you call him?
Groom man.
You ever heard anything about that?
Best man.
What about the woman who stands up with the bride?
She's bride maid.
In this part of the country, after you had a wedding, say if a couple weren't going on a honeymoon, maybe a lot of people would follow them back to the house?
Uh-huh, chow.
Beg pardon?
And throw rice and things at them.
Right. Well, I was wondering if it kind of got a little bit rough, maybe.
Oh, I've seen it get rough. Just follow them and trace them and put tin cans all over the cars and smear the cars up till they couldn't see the way to ride hardly.
Right.
You know, I just think that's a
kind of nasty thing.
Thing to do. My niece married, granddaughter married in Greenwood, and they messed their car up so bad they couldn't see to drive. They had to stop for a filling station to try to get it fixed where they could go on.
Yes. Have you ever heard in this part of the country people having a chivalry or serenade?
Yeah, I've been in serenades.
What was that like?
Well, you just carried old pots and pans and buckets and things you could take with you and go around the houses and serenade and make all the rackets you could make around the house.
Was it somebody you didn't like?
You know, just friends. You wouldn't go to a house you didn't like.
Just kind of like playing a trick on
you? Yes, we just have a joke and maybe they join you when you got that. They come out and they all have a big time. I've been in that kind of mess.
But this wasn't necessarily a wedding?
No, it wasn't a wedding. Just a bunch of folks make, young folks get together and just get anything to make a rack and go around the house, you know, and first thing you know they'd dress and come out and hit with you and we'd all have a big time.
Did you usually do this at night?
It is at night. You didn't do it in daytime. It was a lot of fun back in them days. That big, big thing we had going. But that I ain't heard of that since I was a girl. They quit that. Maybe there'd be 25, 30 of us together, you know, just to have a big time.
How long would this go on?
Well, maybe till 10 o'clock, 11 at night. Names? Look in that bend in there and get you a sack and get you some of them potatoes to carry home with you. But done. And there's a cabbage in there too you get. I won't never eat it.
Say if children get out of school at 3 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
you say that at 3 o'clock school goes what?
They're getting out early.
So at 3 o'clock school. Well, if they get out of it, they regularly get out of school at 3
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah.
You say that at 3 o'clock
it's
school.
They get out at 3 o'clock.
School lets out.
At 3:30.